Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I received a charge from you guys, and I don't know what it's for, and I didn't authorize this charge, and I'm trying to figure out who you guys are and what this is about.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Yeah, 63366.
Can I have your name, please?
Harry Smith.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
320 Magnolia Valley Drive.
Okay, thank you for that. Hold for just a moment. So by looking at your account, sir, it looks like you got our meal planner app. And what we're doing for customers, we're giving all of our customers like a $20 rate to stay, and it helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb craving.
Okay, but I don't even know anything about this.
Okay, do you recall doing like a survey?
Uh-huh.
So you did a survey before?
I did a survey, no.
So you never did any type of surveys?
No.
What about entering the contest to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPhone, iPad?
I don't recall that.
Okay. So you never did that either?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, sir, is get your account canceled out and get you transferred over to our fraud department. And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anybody who can place this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hold for just a moment.
It's some fitness plan it's a fitness thing.
Your mama said. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you. Okay, thanks for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, thank you.